EtherFi says its card is running at 2B+ in annualized volume. EtherFi told followers on August 17, 2026, that its crypto card is now running at more than $2 billion in annualized transaction volume, with what the company described as consistent growth since August 2025. The figure comes from EtherFi's official account and is a self-reported milestone, not an audited disclosure. The number matters because of the kind of card it describes. EtherFi runs a self-custody model. Users spend from their own wallet rather than parking funds with a custodian. A $2 billion annualized run rate is a usage signal for that design, which has historically seen more skepticism about whether people will actually spend on-chain balances at checkout. The volume claim in context, annualized volume, is a run rate, not a full year total. It extrapolates recent spending forward over 12 months, so it tends to move faster than trailing figures when growth is steady. EtherFi framed the trend as continuous since August 2025, which puts the current pace at roughly a full year of expansion. The post is a headline metric without a per market or per tier breakdown, so treat the $2 billion as a directional signal rather than a precise accounting line. EtherFi did not publish transaction counts, active user numbers, or average spend per card alongside it. For readers comparing providers, the useful takeaway is scale and momentum, not a figure to model against. The milestone also lands 2 days after EtherFi expanded its funding options. The company added support for 30-plus new currencies across its on- and off-ramps earlier in the week, widening how users load and cash out. More funding rails feeding a card that is already at this run rate is the kind of second-order detail that keeps volume climbing. No terms change for current cardholders. For existing users, nothing about the terms changes. This is a usage disclosure, not a fee, cashback, or eligibility update. The card's banded stablecoin cashback and its spend from your own wallet mechanics are unchanged by the announcement. For anyone weighing the card, scale carries a few practical implications. Higher volume generally means more merchant coverage tested in the wild and more real-world edge cases resolved, which matters for a card that settles crypto balances at the point of sale. It also signals that the on- and off-ramp plumbing behind the card is handling meaningful throughput rather than pilot traffic. Two caveats stay relevant. The self-custody design removes the custodial counterparty risk that froze balances at failed platforms, but it puts wallet security on the user. And EtherFi's cashback is banded, so the headline top rate applies up to a tier cap before stepping down. The effective rate after the advertised FX margin sits below the marketing number. Volume growth does not change either of those.